día es el así que bueno.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your interventions. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. Thank you for great things that you will do for us very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for moving us forward in so many areas of our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. Thank you for your joy in our hearts and mind. Thank you for your power that is working in us and in our environment. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered. Thank you, Lord, because the prayers we'll pray here tonight shall also be answered. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for solving problems in our lives, even the problems that appeared unsolvable. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see things that you want us to see. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for increasing us in the knowledge and understanding of you and of your word and of your ways. Thank you, Lord. We are here this midnight to seek your face and to pray. I ask that you visit us in Jesus' name. Visit us in the fullness of your power. Visit everyone that will participate in this prayer session. Touch every life, bless every life, transform every life in the name of Jesus. Give us blessings that are beyond our expectations and requests in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our midst. Have your way in our lives and enforce your will to prevail in our lives and situations. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our request and expectations. in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's praises. We're going to sing worship songs right now. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He's Lord. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your weight. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place, throw your weight, O Lord, throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, the weight of your power, throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow, let your power flow, let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in my life. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Come and reign, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, sovereign reigns. In our midst, in our midst, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. There is power, mighty in the blood. There is power, mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus. There is power, mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power, mighty in the blood. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is no other name that saves. That wonderful name, Jesus. No other name. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Emmanuel, King of Glory. Emmanuel, Rock of Ages. Emmanuel, Ancient of Days. Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Jesus Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel, King of Glory. Emmanuel, Rock of Ages, Emmanuel, Everlasting Father, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, your name is Lord, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus.
Your name is Lord.
Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you all day. We praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Ancient of Days, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise Yahweh, we praise Yahweh, we praise Yahweh. Calling on to Jesus, 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 our Lord, our Lord. We're calling your name. We're calling your name, calling on to Jesus, Jesus, Master Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Calling on to Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, our Lord, our Lord. We're calling your name, we're calling your name, Jesus. Jesus, mighty Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, our Lord, upon me. Your name every day. Your name is the same. Oh, Lord, we'll call me your name. Every day, your name is the same. blood of Peter that holds my life. You are the Peter. You are the Peter that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
There is power, power on the walking. In the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb, there is power, there is power, power, on the walking power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power on the walking power, in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power on the walking power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Above all powers, above all things, above all nature, above all nature, and all created things, above all wisdom, and all the ways of man. You are here. You are here before the world began. You are here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth, above all wealth, and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you are. He was crucified. Made behind the stone,
rejected on the moon like a rose, put on the ground. It took the form, it thought of me, it thought of me. How like a rose, like a rose, trampled on the ground. It took the form and thought of me. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him and adore him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of glory. The Lord of hosts. The King of kings. The Almighty God. The all-sufficient God. The self-sufficient God. Worship him, for he is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the Lord of hosts, the creator of all things, the creator of the universe, the God of all the earth, the God of heavens and the earth. Worship him. Worship him. He is the God of Israel. He is the Most High God. Praise him. Is before everything else existed. He existed before anything else existed. And it shall be after everything else are destroyed. For he reigns forever. He rules forever. Bless his name. He is God all by himself. Praise him. He is God whether we praise him or not. He is God forever. Whether we worship him or not, he is God forever. He is God all by himself. So praise him because of who he is. Praise him because you love him. Praise him because you know him. Praise him because he's your God, your creator. Praise him because you were created to praise him. You were created to worship him. You were created to live for him and not for yourself. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Praise him from the depth of your heart. Praise him. Praise him. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Praise him because you want to praise him. Because it gives you joy praising him. Praise him because you love to praise him. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for his mercies endures forever.
praise Him for His goodness, praise Him for His nature, praise Him for His power, praise Him for His faithfulness, praise Him for His loving kindness. Praise the King of Glory. Praise Him because He has never failed and He can never fail. Praise Him because He has never lost a fight and He can never lose in fight or battles. Praise Him, for He is greater than all. He is stronger than all. He is higher than all. He is better than all. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. For there is nothing You cannot do. For there is nothing You cannot change. For there is nothing You cannot do. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for Your goodness and mercies that abide forever in my life and in my family. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for Your goodness and mercies that abide forever in my life, in my family, in my household. Thank You for Your goodness and mercies that abides forever. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness and mercies that remains with me all the time. Thank You for Your goodness and mercies that I enjoy all the time. Thank You, Father, for being so good to me. Thank You, Father, for being so kind to me. Thank You, Father, for being so compassionate unto me. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank Him. We're going to say, thank You, Father, for all Your blessings that You have released into my life. Thank You for all Your blessings that You have released upon my life. Both physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for Your blessings that You have released upon my life. Thank You for Your blessings that You have provided for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me spiritually and physically. Thank you for blessing me with your presence. Thank you for blessing me with wisdom. Thank you for blessing me with understanding, with spiritual knowledge, with spiritual understanding. Thank you, Father, for blessing me with strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me with good health. I believe you're thanking him. I'm just giving you examples. You know what he has done in your life. You know how he has blessed you. Begin to thank him for his blessings in your life. Thank him for all his blessings in your life. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings that you have poured out upon me. Even blessings that I do not deserve. Thank you for pouring out upon me great blessings. Great blessings. Great blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of Satan to overcome me. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome me. Yeah, I want you to know that God have allowed the powers of Satan to overcome many people in the world. He have allowed the dark powers to overcome many people, millions and billions of people. But he has not allowed these same powers to overcome you. Even though some of you are not that prayerful. So open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of Satan to overcome me. Thank you for not allowing the powers of darkness, the powers of witchcraft, the powers of demons, and the powers of agents of darkness. Thank you for not allowing all these powers to overcome me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for not allowing powers of darkness, forces of darkness, to overcome my life. Thank you for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for all your promises that have come to pass in my life. Both the written promises in your word, in your scriptures, and the ones you revealed to me through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing them to pass. open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank you. Continue to thank Him. Say thank you, Father, for bringing to pass all your promises concerning me, all your promises for my life. Thank you for bringing them all to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing in my life according to how you have promised. Thank you for doing in my life according to your promise. Thank you for doing exactly what you have promised me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for fulfilling your prophecies concerning my life. Thank you for fulfilling your plans for my life. Thank you, Father, for doing as you have spoken to me. Thank you for doing to me as you have spoken to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me. Strengthen me in my spirit. Strengthen me in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, so that I can draw from your grace. So that I can draw a lot from your grace. Or so that your grace can work mighty things in my life. Say, Father, strengthen me in my spirit, soul, and body to draw from your grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me to maximize your grace that is in my life. Strengthen me to draw from your grace that is in my life. Strengthen me to experience the wonders of your grace. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, O Lord, to draw from the well of your grace, from the fountain of your grace. Strengthen me to drink from the fountain of your grace. Strengthen me to drink from the flow of your grace. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me to maximize your grace that is in my life. in the name of Jesus. Strengthen me so that I can experience the wonders of your grace in my life and calling and ministry. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me now, strengthen my spirit man, strengthen my soul, and strengthen my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Maybe you don't understand what that prayer point is about. Yeah. You need to understand that there is a lot that is in the grace of God for us Christians. A lot of power, a lot of benefit. Yeah, but I realize that many of us are so weak. We are so lazy. So weak, so lazy, and so fearful. We are so full of fear, and not only that, we are so prayerless, we are so faithless. Yeah, and that is why we are not really seeing the wonders of God's grace in our lives. Our faith is zero. Our commitment to God, zero. Faithfulness, zero. Obedience, zero. Our love for God, very small. Yeah, and then we can't draw a lot that is waiting for us inside of God's grace. So we are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and transform me into a strong believer that will function in the fullness of your grace. That will function in the fullness of the power of your grace. Yeah, let's pray like that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, begin to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and transform me into a strong Christian. Transform me into a strong believer that will function in the fullness of the power of your grace. Transform me now, in the name of Jesus. Transform me to a diligent Christian. Transform me into a strong Christian. Transform me into a disciplined Christian. Transform me into a serious Christian that will function in the power, in the fullness of the power of your grace. In the name of Jesus. Transform me from within into a strong believer. Into a strong believer that can function, that can walk, that can demonstrate the fullness of the power of your grace. Change me to such Christian right now. In the name of Jesus, I want to be strong in the spirit. I want to be strong in you, to be able to manifest the fullness of the power of your grace. Oh Lord, make me strong. Make me strong. Strengthen me. Continue to pray like that. One thing about strength is that when you don't have it, you know you don't have it. When you are not strong, you will know. If you are sincere with yourself, you will know that in this area, I am not strong. Yeah. And when you are strong, you will know that you are strong. So continue to pray that prayer because you want a change in your spiritual life. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and change me into a strong believer. Change me into a strong believer that can walk in the fullness of the power of your grace. Change me into a strong believer that can manifest the fullness of the power of your grace in the name of Jesus. Make me stronger than my weaknesses. Make me stronger than my weaknesses. Now, in the name of Jesus, make me stronger than my weaknesses. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, recently I saw a video on Facebook, and then a pastor was saying that video, he was saying, how did they even put it? Let me put it in my own words. He was discouraging the people from praying for long hours. Yeah, and he's a very known pastor. I think he's popular in South Africa. I'm not going to mention his name. Yeah, he was discouraging the people from praying for long hours. He was saying that all these people that are saying they pray for 8 hours, 12 hours, he said it's a lie, they're just wasting their time. And was saying other storms. Yeah. So he was saying if you just pray for 1 hour and you're consistent, that is okay. Or you pray for 2 hours every day and you're consistent, that's okay. Yeah, but that is wrong. And that is a wrong teaching. Though he said something like, when you pray to a point, you enter into the spirit, into the spirit realm. And then when you're in the spirit realm, you can even spend 24 hours there. You will not even know you have spent anything. Yeah. And that is correct. Yeah, but he's telling the people to not contend for what is available to them in Christ. Yeah, he was saying that just continue to pray 1 hour every day or 2 hours every day and then wait for God to come and bring you to that level in the spirit, where you can now, you can just get lost and even spend 3 days in the spirit and not know you are in the spirit. It's possible you can spend 7 days in the spirit without eating and drinking. And you will not even know that time has passed. You won't know that it is 7 days. Yeah. So though it was correct with that, but
he was saying it in a way that is entering into that realm is so cheap. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, he was preaching it in a way, he was making it so cheap that you can just, you know, enter into that realm where more like you come out of your body and then you enter into the spirit realm where you can now stay with God and you won't even feel tired or any weakness. You won't even know when time has passed. So he was speaking of that realm as though it's so easy to enter that type of realm. Yeah, although you will not have to pay the price in fastings and in long hours prayers. Yeah, so don't let anyone deceive you and tell you that you don't need to pray for long hours, entering into higher dimensions in God or in the realm of God is not as difficult, is not as hard as some people are teaching. Yeah, so don't let anyone deceive you. Yeah, to enter into the fullness of God's grace, you have to press hard. You have to labor hard. You have to work hard. You have to do a lot of sacrifices. You have to pay the price. Yeah, there is a lot in the grace of God waiting for you to come and possess or receive. But you have to pay the price. Yeah, they don't come cheaply, except maybe there's another realm that, you know, except maybe you want to collect power from another realm that is not God's realm. But if you want to really connect with the fullness of God's grace, you have to be strong. And God is able to make you strong. So I want you to pray. I want you to pray for strength again. So God is able to give us the strength that will enable us to get the fullness of His grace. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, ignite your fire in me. Ignite your fire in me. And let your fire become a strength generator in me. The Father, ignite your fire inside of me. And let that fire begin to generate strength from the inside of me so that I can possess my possessions that are in Christ Jesus, so that I can receive the fullness of grace that is in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, hashtag to bash the denial. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, ignite your fire in me. Ignite your fire in my spirit. Ignite your fire in my soul. Ignite your fire in my body. And let that fire become a strength generator. Let that fire become a strength generator inside of me, such that I will become strong always to walk in the fullness of your grace, to receive the fullness of your grace,
to demonstrate the fullness of your grace, to function in the fullness of your grace, ignite your fire in me now. In the name of Jesus, ignite your fire in me now. Thank you, Lord. Ignite your fire in me. I believe you're praying. Yeah. Continue to pray. Pray with the whole of your heart. Yeah, there's a fire that will be burning in you. And it will become impossible for you to be weak. It will become impossible for you to be weak. In fact, it will become impossible for you to doubt God. It will become impossible for you to be faithless. Continue to pray. It will become impossible for you to be prayerless. There's a fire that will burn in you. And no one will tell you to take your Bible and study it and meditate on it. You will just do it. No one will tell you to fast. You will just fast. And no one will tell you to consecrate yourself, to deny yourself of many things. You will just do it because there is the fire burning inside of you. So pray for this fire. Pray for this fire. The Father, ignite your fire in me. That will become a strength generator on the inside of me. Ignite your fire in me. That will always supply me strength to do good, to do what is right in your sight. Ignite your fire in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Ignite your fire in me that will become a strength generator. That will become a strength supplier. Such that I will no longer lack strength to pray for long hours. Such that I will no longer lack strength to fast for days. Such that I will no longer lack strength to study your word, to meditate on your word. Ignite your fire in me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You know, while I was growing up in my walk with God, I made up my mind that I will never be a shallow Christian. That I will never be a shallow minister of God. Yeah, and I want you to also make up your mind tonight. Yeah, because millions of Christians, yeah, if not billions, they are so comfortable being a shallow Christian. Yeah, they are not deep. Yeah, and that is why anything can just confuse them, deceive them. Anything can just pull them out of faith. Anything can just pull them out of their relationship with God. Yeah, because they are not deep in God. Yeah, any situation, any circumstance can just overcome their faith, and then, you know, some of them are even, they are backslidden. They still go to church, but they have already backslidden. Yeah, So you're going to pray. Believe me, a time is coming when it is deep Christians that will survive the dangerous attacks from the dark kingdom. Yeah, the time is coming where many Christians will be defeated, but only the Christians that are deep will survive the attacks that the dark kingdom is bringing upon the world in these last days. Yeah, so those of us that are deep, we may be few, but a time is coming when we will be the one saving those believers that have been shallow. Yeah, we may not be popular, those of us that are deep, but a time is coming when we will be popular, because we'll be the one that will be saving people from terrible bondages that will come upon them. Yeah, so I want you to pray that God will help you. And I want you to pray from a heart that has determined to become a deep Christian and not a shallow Christian. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and deliver me now from everything Satan is using to stop me from going deep into Christ. The fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now from whatever Satan is using to prevent me from becoming deep in Jesus, from going deep into Christ. Deliver me now. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. But deliver me from my flesh, because that is the main limitation. Your flesh, yourself is your greatest enemy. Yourself, your flesh is your greatest limitation, your greatest distraction. Continue to pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now from everything Satan is using to keep me shallow in my walk with God. Deliver me from myself. Deliver me from the power of myself, from the power of my flesh that is not allowing me to go deep into Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, deliver me now. Deliver me from every entanglement with worldly things. Every entanglement with carnal things that is keeping me shallow in my relationship with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from those entanglements now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Deliver me from the strength of my flesh. Deliver me from the strength of myself that is preventing me from knowing God deeply. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. And you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire and anointing to pray and fast till I enter into higher realms in God. Continue to pray like that. Raise up your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire and strength and anointing to continue in prayer and fasting till I enter into higher realms in God. Till I enter into higher realms of God. Till I enter into deeper realms in God. I receive the fire now. I receive the fire now. Continue to pray like that. Maybe you wanted to fast for 20 days. Yeah, but God wanted you to do 40 days. Maybe you wanted to do 30 days, but God wanted 60 days. Yeah, you must be willing to pray and fast until you get to what you want. So pray for that fire. There's a strength that will continue to keep you going in prayer and fasting. Pray for that strength. Pray for that fire. Pray for that anointing. That strength is real. Pray for it. Pray for it now. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive strength. I receive power. I receive anointing to continue in prayer and fasting until I enter into higher realms of God, higher realms in God, deeper realms in God. I receive the fire now. I receive the grace now. I receive the strength now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still going to pray. There are times where I would want to get clarity from God concerning certain things. And then I would expect that God would just tell me or explain to me what I wanted to hear. Yeah, I would expect that He would just tell me He would just tell me the information or the revelation. I mean, that will just speak it to me. But he wouldn't. He would not say anything. He would want me to continue in meditation. So so that I can find it myself, so that I can find the understanding I was looking for, so that I can find the direction I was looking for. So he will not come and tell me. So there are things that God will not just come and show you or tell you. Yeah, you are the one that will find it. You are the one that will find it yourself. Those things will not come and appear to you. You have to find it. Yeah, so that is why we must not be lazy. We must be diligent. We must do spiritual exercises that are very important to our spiritual growth and our intimacy with God. Yeah, because there are things that God will never reveal to you until you do a lot of spiritual exercises, because you are the one that will find it. So there are things that I found by myself in the spiritual realm. Yeah, not that God revealed them to me. I found them. Yeah, so you are going to pray. So there's a way your spirit can find things. So even the answers you are looking for, your spirit can find it. You know. Don't forget that just the way God is inside of us, we are also inside of Him. So your spirit can find things that are inside of Him. Jesus is in you, and you are in Jesus. So you can find things that are inside Jesus. So Jesus don't have to keep telling you many things. In fact, if He tells you some things, it will not really make sense, you know, like when you find it by yourself in Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me in my inner man to empower me in my inner man to search deep into God and discover the mysteries that are in God. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me in my inner man to search deep into God and discover the hidden things of God's kingdom that are in God, and discover the secrets that are in God, the mysteries that are in God. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. She said, hashtag the Nenesh Divala. Nehesuzishtegaya. Holy Spirit, empower me. Empower me in my inner man. Empower me in my spirit. That's the same thing as inner man. Your inner man is your spirit. So Holy Spirit, empower me, my inner man, to search deep into God and discover mysteries that are in God, and discover revelations, wisdom, knowledge, understanding that are in God, and discover righteousness, holiness that is in God and discover the deep things that are in God, the mysteries that are in God. Holy Spirit, empower me in my spirit. Empower me in my spirit to search deep into God and discover the hidden things of God and discover the hidden things of God's kingdom and discover God's nature, God's personality, God's ways. Empower me now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Empower me now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us about Moses and the Israelites. The Bible said God revealed his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Yeah. The Israelites, they saw God's act, that is God's wonders. But Moses learned God's ways. Yeah, and that was why it was difficult for Moses to turn away from God. Even when he made a mistake, he still returned back to God. Yeah, because he knew God's ways. Yeah, but then it was easy for the Israelites to turn away from God, which they did several times, because they only saw God's heart, which is the signs and wonders, the miracles, that is the physical miracles. So they only saw God's heart. Yeah, and the problem of the church of today is that We are only looking for God's act, the physical miracles, the physical signs and wonders. We are not contending to know God's ways. Yeah, and that is why some Christians, they lost faith because they were expecting some miracles and they did not get it. So then they lost faith in God. Yeah. I pray that you will not be like such Christians. So you are going to pray that you must have an heart that contends to, you know, for the knowledge of God's ways. Yeah, that is how to grow spiritually. That is how to know God. Forget about, forget about the physical miracles. Now, look for the heart of God. Contend for the heart of God. Contained for his ways. So you're going to pray. You know, and when you know his ways, then you will also have the signs and wonders. Yeah, it's automatic. Yeah, when you have known his ways, then you will also know how to receive miracles from him. Yeah, and you will never be confused. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that always contend for the knowledge of God's ways. The Holy Spirit creates in me an heart that always contend for the knowledge of God's ways. Creating me a heart that wants to know God's ways and not just receive miracles, but to know God's ways, to know the roots of the miracles, to know where the miracles are coming from. Create in me such hearts. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit creates in me an heart that always contends for God's ways, for the knowledge of God's ways, and heart that always contends for the understanding of God's ways. Create in me such heart now. Create in me such heart now. Help me to seek God beyond signs and wonders. Help me to seek God beyond physical miracles. Help me to seek God beyond physical blessings. Holy Spirit, help me to seek God beyond physical prosperity. Help me to contend for the knowledge of God's ways. Help me to contend for the knowledge of the ways of God. Create in me a heart that always seeks for the knowledge of God's ways. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. If only we can know the ways of God, then we trust Him more. We will believe Him more. We will depend on Him more. If only we can know His ways. Because while you are thinking God is doing nothing, God is actually doing a lot. Yeah. It's not that you're blindfolded. You don't know His ways. You don't know how He operates. Yeah, you don't know what He does and how He does His thing. Yeah, so I want you to pray that prayer again. Yeah, God's ways remains the same forever. Yeah, the ancient believers, they followed His ways and they saw His glory. I mean, the ancient believers in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament, they discovered God's ways. They followed that ways, they followed the ways or the way, and they saw His glory. Yeah, so if only you will also learn His ways and stay there, stay in His ways, there's no way you will not see His glory. You will also see His glory. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer. Now you're going to pray it in this format. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the understanding of God's ways increase now in my heart. Let the understanding, let the knowledge of God's ways increase now in my soul. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the knowledge of God's ways multiply in my heart, multiply in my soul. Let the understanding of God's ways increase in my heart, increase in my soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to say, I want to follow God in His way, not in my way, but in His way. I want to serve God in His way. I want to please God in His way. Begin to talk to God like that, or begin to talk like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the understanding of God's ways multiply in my mind. Let the knowledge of God's ways multiply in my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to walk with God in His ways, not in my ways. Holy Spirit, multiply the knowledge of God's ways in me. Multiply the understanding of God's ways in me. In the name of Jesus. I want to walk with God in according to His own terms, not according to my own terms. Yeah, that's another way of saying that prayer. I want to follow God according to His own terms. Holy Spirit, fill me with the knowledge of God's ways. Fill me with the knowledge of God's righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let me use the word sometimes. Sometimes when I think about my life, and then I begin to think about how God sometimes delays things that I want Him to do very fast. Yeah, I begin to think about how God sometimes delay things that I was hoping He would do very fast. And then I look at the life of other people. I realize that God seems not to delay, the performance of many good things and great things in their lives. Yeah, but then I look at my life, I feel like there are some things that have just been delayed. And I know it's not the devil that is causing the delay. I know it is God that is causing the delay. And then I began to think, why would God be doing that? Yeah, and then I would remember that place in the scripture where it says, and just the way heaven is higher than the earth, So is thought higher than our thought? Yeah, then I was thinking that some things will happen very fast. But that was not, if it happens very fast, I mean, if those things happened fast, that would be against God's plans for me. That may not be against God's plans for others. Yeah, but that would be against His plans for me. So meaning that it is wrong for those things to happen very fast. Yeah. I don't know if I get my point. Yeah, though it would be a very good thing if those things happen in my life very fast. But because of God's plan for me, they must not happen very fast. And that, you know, that is the, or let me say, that is what God keeps telling me, that I know what I'm doing for delaying this thing. And you will understand later in the future. You will understand why I delayed this thing, why I delayed that thing. Yeah, because I know what I'm doing. Yeah. So many times we are the ones that frustrate ourselves. Yeah, because we have not understood God's ways. Yeah, we are the ones frustrating our own self. Yeah, because we think, all these years I've been expecting this. I'm not getting it. Whereas God knows what He's doing. God just wants you to focus on your spiritual relationship with Him. He wants you to focus on your purpose, on your calling, and continue to do what He has called you to do. He wants you to focus on your spiritual growth and let Him do the things that are in His plans for your life, according to His own ways. Yeah, I pray that you will be patient in your walk with God, so that God can do in your life everything He has planned to do for you. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray for patience. Yeah, because that is how we will know His ways. We will know His ways through patience. Yeah. Patiently walking with Him. Now don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Don't look for what is not lost. Yeah, you have to be patient in your walk with Him. Yeah, you have to be patient. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be full of patience as I walk with you daily. Help me to have patience. Oh, open your mouth up and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to be filled with patience as I walk with you, as I walk with you on daily basis, as I fellowship with you on daily basis, as I exercise faith in you, as I put my trust in you. Help me to be full of patience so that I can understand your ways, because my human mind cannot comprehend your ways. But through patience, I can comprehend your ways. Therefore, help me to be filled with patience. Help me to be filled with patience. In the name of Jesus. Help me to walk with you with patience. Help me to trust you with patience. In the name of Jesus. Help me to add patience to my faith. In the name of Jesus. Help me to add patience to the trust that I have in you. Help me, Father, so that I can know your ways. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he is going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, fill up my life with your presence. Fill up my life with your presence. And make your presence more real to me than any other thing in this world. Make your presence more real to me than any other thing, than any other thing in this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill up my life with your presence. Make your presence more real to me than this material world, than this physical world. Make your presence more real to me. Make your presence more real to me. Fill up my life with your presence. 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 And make your presence in my life to be more real to me than any other person or thing in this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're also going to pray the same prayer, but then we'll pray in another format. You're going to say, Father, fill up my life with your presence and make your presence more important to me than every other thing in this earth. You can say, Father, fill up my life with your presence and make your presence more important important to me than any other thing in this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Usually, believers that walk in power, they are believers who love God, who love being in God's presence a lot. Yeah, and they can trade anything for that, just for them to be in God's presence. They can get rid of anything just to have God's presence all the time and to stay with Him in His presence. So pray, the Father, fill up my life with Your presence and make Your presence more important to me than anything else in this earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every satanic activity going on to keep my mind busy with earthly things, with carnal things, so that I will not be able to connect with God in the Spirit. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every satanic activity going on to keep my mind busy with earthly things, with physical things, with carnal things, so that I will not be able to connect with God in the Spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Destroy them. Thank You, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Demonic activities, satanic activities going on to keep my mind busy, to keep my soul busy, so that I will lose connection with God, so that I will lose connection with Jesus in the Spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Recently, the Lord was showing me how to be a word changer. I know what I mean by a word changer. How to be someone that will change the world, change a whole generation. Yeah, and it was showing me that I mean, I'm trying to explain what he showed me. Yeah, he was showing me that if I'm going to be a world changer or a change agent in my generation, I must be strong in the areas where majority are weak. Yeah, I must be very strong in those areas where many are weak. Now, I'm talking about spiritual weakness. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, many people are weak when it comes to money. Yeah, you know, some people, when it comes to money, they start to misbehave. They start to manifest wrong attitudes and character. Yeah, that is just an example. So let's say majority of people are so weak when it comes to money. I must be strong in those areas. I hope you're getting my point. Yeah, so he was showing me that to change the world, you must be strong in those realms where majority are weak. Yeah. So you are going to pray. I believe there are people here that God wants to use to change the world. Yeah, but if you are not strong, you will not. There's no way you find you useful if you are not strong. Yeah, if the same darkness that have defeated majority in the world, majority in the church, have also defeated you, there's no way you will use you to change the world. Yeah, that is the truth. So you're going to pray for strength. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me now in those areas where majority of people in the world and in the church have become weak. Yeah. So, Father, strengthen me now. Yeah, some people, their own weakness is in the area of sex and marriage. Yeah. There is a lot of weaknesses in the world. Some people, their weakness is their beauty. And Satan is using their physical appearance to change their soul. There is a lot of weaknesses. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me now in those areas where majority in the church, majority in the world have become weak. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people, their own weakness is in the area of pride. Yeah, continue to pray. Father, strengthen me now. Strengthen me now. Strengthen me now. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me now. make me overcome the darkness that have overcome majority of people in the world. Make me overcome that darkness, the darkness that have conquered billions of souls in the world. Make me conquer that darkness. Make me conquer the darkness. Make me conquer the darkness. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. Make me conquer the darkness. The darkness that has crippled the nations. The darkness that has crippled souls of men. Father, strengthen me to conquer the darkness now. In the name of Jesus, make me stronger than the weaknesses that has prevailed over many in my generation. See, Father, make me stronger than the spiritual weaknesses that have prevailed over many in my generation. Make me stronger than such weaknesses now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. Yeah, I still want you to pray for strength. Yeah, I have said it before that Satan doesn't respect you. In fact, Satan doesn't respect the fact that you are praying using the name of Jesus. Yeah, what Satan respects is your strength. Yeah, is your strength. Because if Satan come to get you now, and you realize that you're on fire, you're powerful. Yeah, you withdraw. And you'll be waiting for when you're weak. Yeah. So what Satan respects is the fact that you are strong and you are always strong. That is what Satan respects. Yeah, Satan doesn't respect that you are strong today. Yeah, and that you are so full of fire and power. What Satan respects is that you're able to sustain that strength for years or forever. Yeah, that is what you respect. Yeah, so that is why Satan doesn't mind waiting for 30 years before he would bring down a Christian or a minister of God. Yeah, because all that Satan is looking for is that moment where they are weak enough for him to conquer them. And he could wait for many years till you are weak enough for him to destroy you. Yeah, so that is why you must always be strong. You must always be strong. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive grace to sustain my spiritual strength in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace now to sustain my spiritual strength in Christ Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. It is not enough to be strong. You must remain strong. You must always be strong. See, I receive grace to sustain my spiritual strength in Christ Jesus. I receive grace to always walk in strength. I receive mercy to always walk in strength. I receive mercy. I receive grace to always walk in strength, to always be strong in every hour, in every second, in every minute, to always be stronger than the enemy. I receive grace and mercy to always be stronger than darkness, than the enemy, than weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. I want to read a place for you in Ephesians. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. So this means that the fact that we are in the Lord doesn't mean that we'll be strong. Yeah, so we have to be strong. So it's more of a personal duty. Yeah, it's a personal exercise. It's just like some people, they go to the gym to go and work out. Yeah, because maybe they want to have some kind of fitness. Yeah, so if they don't do those exercises, they can't just wake up and see that they are. You know, suddenly fit in their bodies. Yeah. So the fact that we are in Christ doesn't mean we will always be strong. So we have to be strong. And yeah, so you have to make yourself strong. So there is a part God does, and there is a part that you have to do. Yeah, you have to be strong. And there is a lot of battles in this world that wants to weaken you. So you must not allow what the enemy is doing to weaken you. You must not allow it. You must make yourself strong. That's another way of reading that verse. Yeah, make yourself strong. Yeah, by force. By faith. Make yourself strong. Be strong. Yeah, discouragement will come. Fear will come. Yeah, confusion will come. Yeah, darkness will come. Storms will come. Problems will come. Challenges will come. Yeah, lack, scarcity will come to weaken you spiritually. But you must make yourself strong. You must be strong. Yeah, sometimes some people think I am some kind of angel that is just always powerful, always strong. No. Yeah, everyone that is carrying this human body, you have to make yourself strong. Yeah, and it's one of the greatest lessons every warrior must learn. You have to be strong. So you're going to pray. You have to be strong. Yeah, you have no choice. You have to be strong, or else you'll be destroyed by the enemy. It is not an option. You must be strong, and you shall be strong in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to sing the name of Jesus. I receive wisdom to make myself strong in the Lord in every hour. I receive the wisdom to make myself strong in the Lord in every hour of my life, irrespective of whatever I'm going through. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Irrespective of whatever is happening to me or happening around me, say, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom to be strong. I receive wisdom to be strong at every time the devil wants me to be weak, at every time situations and circumstances want me to be weak, I receive wisdom to rise in strength, to rise in strength, to walk in strength. I receive the wisdom to be strong in the name of Jesus. I receive the courage. I receive the boldness to be strong in the name of Jesus. I receive the wisdom to be strong in the Lord at all times, irrespective of what whatever is going on, irrespective of whatever confronts me, irrespective of whatever is happening in my life or around my life, I receive the wisdom to be strong. I receive the wisdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray, yeah, to be strong in the Lord is to embrace your identity in the Lord. And what is your identity? Your identity is a son of God. That is your identity in Christ. You are a son of God, even if you're a woman. In the kingdom of God, there's no man or woman, but sons of God. Yeah. So that is your identity in Christ. You are a new creature that is not human, but that is a son of God. Yeah. So embracing who you really are is how to be strong. Yeah, is how to be strong. Embracing who you really are. Yeah. Even when Satan begins to bring a lot of thoughts into your mind, you don't have money, how will you get money? You don't have anybody in your life that wants to marry you. You don't have anybody in your life that wants to be your husband or wife. How will you get married? Then just tell Satan that I am a son of God. Yeah, and I don't need marriage to become a son of God. I don't need money to become a son of God. I am a son of God forever. Yeah. So when you say that, Satan will run. Yeah, because in heaven they don't spend money. In heaven they don't marry. Yeah. In heaven there is nothing like there's nothing like worldly system. Yeah. So when you embrace your identity, you become strong. Yeah, because many things Satan used to weaken us, they are not according to who we are in Christ. So we become weak when we see ourselves as humans. But when you see yourself as a son of God, which is above human, which is beyond human, then you'll be strong. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you don't need many things you think you need to fulfill your calling in Jesus. So free yourself from all the lies of the devil. When the devil is saying, you don't have this, how can you fulfill your purpose? You don't have that, how can you fulfill your calling? So tell Satan that I don't need all these things you are telling me. I only need to remain a son of God. That is all I need to fulfill my purpose and to fulfill my calling. I only need to remain a son of God. Yeah, I pray you will always embrace who you are in Christ. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a new mindset that embraces my identity in Christ Jesus. So Holy Spirit creates in me a new mindset that embraces my identity in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Give me a new mindset that always embrace who I am in God. Because who I am in God is not weak. Only who I have in this body that is weak. Only my humanity is weak. My divinity is not weak. My divine personality is not weak. Therefore, Holy Spirit, create in me a new mindset that always embrace my identity in Christ Jesus. Create in me a new mindset now. In the name of Jesus, create in me a new mindset that will enable me to always walk in the reality of who I have in God. Creating me a new mindset that will make me walk in the identity, in the reality of my identity in Christ Jesus. Give me such a mindset now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. And mind you, who we are in Christ is above all. You know, the Bible says, he who comes from above is above all. So your identity in Christ Jesus is above all. You are above everything. Jesus is above. Because you are inside of Jesus. So embracing who we are in Jesus means walking in power, walking in authority, walking in dominion. But I don't know what is wrong with Christians. I think they are scared of embracing who they are in Christ. And I think I know why. Because they love the flesh. They love the human nature, which is also the sinful nature. They love this world and all the pleasures of this world. I think that's why they are afraid of embracing their divine identity. And I must tell you this, that if you keep neglecting your divine identity, you are going to suffer. And you are going to be poor. And you are going to be defeated by the enemy. If you still think you are like any other human beings out there, and you always want to live like any other people out there, like the people of the world, you will suffer. I'm telling you the truth. Except you want to backslide. If you want to backslide, then you can just leave Jesus, leave Christianity, and go and be with the devil. But if you still want to continue to walk with Jesus, and yet you still want to be living the lifestyle that is in the world, God is going to deal with you. And God will make sure that you suffer, and God will judge you mercilessly. And I don't pray for that for you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I choose to live my life here on earth according to who I am in Jesus. Yeah, I mean to say in the name of Jesus, I choose to live my life here on earth according to who I am in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. Hope you're about to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I choose to live my life here on earth according to who I am in Christ Jesus. Not according to a mere man. Not according to a human being, but according to who I am in Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me now. Help me now. Zemeste hastulegla, niste pege genevasta, nahaso isterne tenestrea. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is completely controlled by the authority of your word. The Holy Spirit, help me to live a life that is completely controlled by the authority of God's word, by the teaching of God's word, by the truth of God's word. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, help me to live a life. Thank you, Lord. Help me to live my life here on earth under the full control of God's word. Help me to allow the word of God control my life. That's another way of praying the prayer. So Holy Spirit, help me to surrender my life to the total control of God's word. In the name of Jesus, help me to submit my life to be controlled completely by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, help me now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. the Holy Spirit wants to use you to influence others positively. Yeah. And the question is, have you allowed him? Yeah, he wants to use you as an influencer, if I can use that word. Yeah, he wants to use you to influence others and to make others do the will of God. Yeah, begin starting from your family members and starting from your friends. The Holy Spirit wants your life to influence the life of your friends and family members, or even the life of your parents. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, help me to allow your light that is in me shine out to influence others to serve you, to influence others to please you, to influence others to obey you. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, help me to allow your light that is in me to shine out and influence others to serve you, and influence others to please you, and influence others to love you, and influence others to surrender their lives to you. Help me to allow my light in you to shine out of me and influence others. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. Yeah, don't forget, we started by saying, you should make up your mind not to be a superficial Christian. That you should be deep. Yeah, and in fact, that is how you will survive in these last days. Yeah, by becoming deep in God, deep in the Word of God. I know some people who were deep. They were, I don't know if I should call what they had deep or not. Or maybe I should say they were very zealous about God. Yeah, they were very strong in faith before they got married. Then after they got married, they lost all the fire. They weren't deep anymore. So I think they were never deep. Yeah, because there is a depth we have that even if you get married, you will not lose that depth. Yeah, because you'll be willing to sacrifice anything to continue with God, to continue in God. Yeah, some people, they were deep before they got a very good job that was paying them a lot. Yeah. And after they got the job or they started to make a lot of money, they became shallow. I pray your story will not be like those people. Some, they were deep. I don't know why I keep using deep. They were serious with God. Yeah, because I believe if they were deep, if they were really deep in God, they would not fall away from God. Yeah, so there were some that were serious with God before they traveled abroad to another country. Yeah, then when they got to that country, they were not serious with God anymore. Yeah, so you're going to pray that God will help him to have a depth in him that will remain with you forever. A depth in him that can never be lost, that can never be taken away from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that, because you already understand the prayer point. So you can just pray in your own words. Begin to pray. Say, Father, bring me into a depth in you that will remain with me forever. Draw me into a depth in you that I can never lose. In the name of Jesus, pull me into a depth in you that will remain with me forever. Bring me now into such depth in the name of Jesus. Bring me into such depth in you. Such depth that nothing can take me from. Nothing in this world. Such depth that nothing can take away from me. Oh Lord, give me such depth in you right now. Give me such depth in you right now. Thank you, Lord. Such depth that marriage cannot take away. Such depth that money cannot take away. Such depth that nothing in this world can take away. Give me such depth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your help in our life. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all our problems that you have solved. Thank you for all our battles that you have fought for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making our lives become beautiful. Thank you for making our lives become glorious. Thank you for giving us success and prosperity in everything we do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you step into every situation in the lives of your people here that need your intervention. Father, step into those situations now and help them in the name of Jesus. I ask that you glorify yourself in the life of in the life of everyone here, honor your name in their lives, and make sure that all your plans are fulfilled in their lives in a very timely manner. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall never be weak anymore. In the name of Jesus, the strength of the Lord shall uphold you, and your life shall be lived according to your identity in Christ Jesus from this day onward, in Jesus' name. Every situation Satan has created in your life and around your life to heal your faith in God, to heal your trust in God, to frustrate your life, I decree that the hand of God terminates such situation right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your prayers shall now begin to get instant answers from heaven in the name of Jesus. God and His kingdom and His angels shall become more real to you than human beings and the things of this world, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord shall teach you how to always stay connected with His power and how to always function in His power. I pray the Lord will appear to you and teach you that, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have a son. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen.